Exclusive. GOP files records requests with LAPD for Avenatti domestic violence arrest information, footage. By Matthew Boyle on November 15, 2018. The Republican National Committee, RNC, has filed a pair of records requests with law enforcement authorities in Los Angeles, California, for any and all information relating to the arrest of attorney and likely 2020 Democrat presidential candidate Michael Avenatti, including footage of Avenatti being taken into custody. Avenatti was arrested Wednesday and charged with felony domestic violence. Upon his release on $50,000 bail, he denied any wrongdoing and claims an investigation will clear his name. But, according to TMZ, which originally broke the news, Avenatti shouted, "She hit me first." As he was being taken into custody regarding alleged acts of violence he made against a woman he kicked out of his apartment. Avenatti is currently the attorney for Stormy Daniels, also known as Stephanie Clifford, a pornographic actress who has accused President Donald Trump of paying her off to remain silent about having extramarital sexual relations with her, allegations the president denies. Since his rise to fame as Daniels' attorney, Avenatti has emerged as a star in the Democrat Party in large part thanks to constant publicity offered by hundreds of television appearances on outlets including CNN and MSNBC. CNN President Jeff Zucker has not replied to numerous requests for comment from Breitbart News over the past day since Avenatti's arrest, asking if he and his network denounce and disavow domestic violence, even if the woman hit Avenatti first, as Avenatti allegedly claims. The RNC's records requests were sent to two different entities. One was sent to the Los Angeles Police Department, LAPD, and the other to the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. The RNC's Deputy Research Director Scott Parker filed the requests. RNC request to LA Sheriff Avenatti by Wynn Marlowe on Scribd. Both requests, which were provided to Breitbart News ahead of their public release, ask the authorities per open records and transparency laws to provide any and all records that mention, reference, or relate to the arrest, booking, or charging of Michael Avenatti that occurred on November 14th, as well as any and all audio recordings of 911 emergency calls and other calls relating to Avenatti's arrest, and any and all police reports, felony DV reports, intake reports, toxicology reports, statements by witnesses, statements by the perpetrator, correspondence, and any other information related to the arrest, booking, or charging of Michael Avenatti. RNC request to LAPD, Avenatti by Wynn Marlowe on Scribd. Avenatti is a very public figure, and the Washington Post has ranked him among the top 15 Democrat presidential candidates in 2020. In a headline, Politico magazine boldly declared that Avenatti is winning the 2020 Democratic primary. He has also said he is seriously considering a bid for the presidency in 2020. Perhaps most ironically, one of the reasons why Avenatti, who is now formally charged with felony domestic violence, wants to run for president in 2020 on the Democrat ticket is because he wants to restore dignity to the Oval Office. "It's about whether I have the ability to potentially help solve this nightmare, this dumpster fire of an administration, and help us push the reset button and instill some respect and dignity back to the Oval Office and America's standing, both domestically and abroad," Avenatti told Bloomberg in an interview. Given what Los Angeles police have charged him with, this tweet from Avenatti is even more ironic. But the Avenatti presidential circus is not something that has just amused top media organizations like CNN and MSNBC, who have put him on repeatedly, or places like The Washington Post, Politico, Daily Beast, Bloomberg, and more, which have legitimized him with glowing profiles and coverage. Top Democrats in the party have opened up to him too. "I think he is a phenomenal guy and I have gotten to know him a bit in the last week. We went to dinner last week, he was in Youngstown and I really like him," Representative Tim Ryan, D.O., a top Democrat opponent of House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi's bid to retake the speakership, told CNN in August, for instance. Former Hillary Clinton aide Adam Parkhomenko has gone on record to say Avenatti has the best chance of any Democrat to defeat Donald Trump in 2020. "He's kind of like Teflon," Parkhomenko says of Avenatti, a point that has been similarly made about Trump. "There are a lot of campaigns that aren't effective, don't fight back, and just hire a bunch of their friends," Parkhomenko said. "He's doing everything he needs to do to flip a light switch if he decides to run." Avenatti attended Democratic National Committee (DNC) events over the summer, and while there, Michigan's Democrat Party Chairman Brandon Dillon says he asked Avenatti to come to Michigan to help Democrats campaign. "He's definitely got a message, and I think Democrats need to hear about being tough," Dillon said in an interview with Vice about Avenatti. "He's certainly, I think, somebody who is giving the president fits and has been someone who's been fighting. So you know, I'd be interested to hear what he has to say, and I'm sure a lot of people in Michigan would as well." The Nebraska Democrat Party chair Jane Kleeb also told Vice she liked having Avenatti at the DNC meetings. "Even top DNC officials liked having Avenatti there. He's a breath of fresh air in our stale state," Diane Robertson, a deputy finance chair of the DNC, told Vice News, leaving the word "party" left unsaid. "We need some fire, and he's fiery." Avenatti has also said in an interview on MSNBC that he has received enormous support from Democrat Party leadership and from party officials nationwide. But now that he is charged with felony domestic violence by the LAPD, his fighter style is coming under scrutiny. Avenatti, again, for his part, is not backing down or apologizing to the woman police allege he assaulted. He has also suggested he was set up and claims he was not charged, even though the LAPD has confirmed that he was booked on a felony domestic violence charge. It remains to be seen what happens next in this rapidly unfolding story. But authorities, per public records laws, have 10 days to provide the RNC officials who filed the formal request for these documents and other information with the records on Avenatti's arrest. Update 5:50 p.m. ET. Within minutes of the publication of this article, Avenatti responded to the RNC's public records request on his arrest with a tweet alleging that the records request demonstrates now there can be no doubt politics was involved with the Los Angeles Police Department arresting him on domestic violence allegations. He also again says he has not been charged, despite the LAPD tweeting that he was.